Thank you. It's so good to be here again. And please pardon me for my voice. I woke up with this harsh, I don't know how to describe this, bedroom voice or like don't want to get up voice. We had a powerful 3 days of Global Legacy Gathering, which is the second part. And just recently, I've been around Southeast Asia, and I've seen God move powerfully in the highlands of Vietnam, in the northeastern part of Thailand, in Cambodia. And the common message is the love of God, the love of the Father. I believe the greatest transforming or transformational power on this earth is the love of God. It's the greatest force. For God so loved the world. He gave. He demonstrated that love. I couldn't forget. I wish I had prepared some videos to show to you. But in the highlands of Vietnam, central Vietnam, we went to two locations, and two of our pastors, three of us, we were the first foreign missionaries or foreigners who ever visited that place. And 20 years ago, that place was controlled by Communist Party or Communist government. There were no believers, and life was hard. There was poverty all around. We just heard the stories. And amazing now, after 20 years, you could see the land has been transformed. You know, they grow coffee trees all around. From poverty now, the believers, they are the ones who are the leaders. They're the ones who are shaping the community. It used to be, you know, maybe less than 1% of believers. Now, in a community, there are about 70% to 90% Christians. They are still being threatened, but they are fearless because they are lovers of God. Something about love. And then in those locations, we were asked to do a Father's Love Conference to the youth, different tribal groups from one organization, IEM. It's one of the biggest underground movements in Vietnam. And we were told that, I asked that I wouldn't use a microphone, so my interpreter would just go on, you know, with her translation. And so that the community won't hear an English, Asian English accent. Because although there are a lot of Christians, it is still restricted for foreigners to go to those places. Anyway, I shared about the Father's love. I shared about the goodness of the Father. I shared about who we are in Him. And I couldn't forget any location, any setting in which when the children of God, when the believers start to grasp who they really are, something happens in their worship, in their prayers, in their celebration. Something happens from this posture of just, good Christians to this. You can see vibrancy. You can see life. You can see celebration. You can see hope. They're dreaming with God. The pastors told us, Pastor Paul, they don't do that. They never in their lives. They would just sit down and just be quiet. And this is Pentecostal, by the way, Pentecostal church. I think you're more Pentecostal than the setting. But something happened. Something happened when they came to know who they are in the Lord. Something is switched inside. Something got activated. And the whole place exploded in praise and worship, people celebrating. I believe that is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? Can you show joy to the person next to you? Because that's the nature of the kingdom. Give your sweetest smile and say, wow, we belong to a kingdom filled with joy. Come on. Hallelujah. Give high five to the person on your left. Give high ten to the person on your right. High ten, two hands. Amazing. When they, the sons and daughters of God, who used to be in fear, who used to be crippled by the threats of the surroundings, the persecutions. Yes, they were growing, but they cannot grow into their full potential because they don't know who they are. But something happens when they capture who they are, that they're not just ordinary, tribal, ethnic young boys or young girls. They're not just, you know, known for their ethnicity. They're known for their Father who is in heaven. When we started activating Dreaming with God, you could see and you could feel in the atmosphere the presence of the Father coming upon them. Some of them are being delivered. Literally, first time in my life, I saw some of them foaming. I'm sorry if this is not normal here. Foaming out things. But they are just being delivered. And I could never forget one teenager. She was shouting, screaming, and I just came to her, release the love of the Father. I just spoke to her, the Father loves you so much. The Father loves you so much. The Father loves you so much. After 5 minutes, 10 minutes, she stood up, and you could see her face beaming with joy. And she came to me and hugged me. I mean, this is first time in my life seeing a person who's crippled with fear, crippled with the threats of the enemy, coming out with joy and celebration. This is the kingdom of God. It is for freedom. God wants us to be free. It is not just to be free from the fires of hell. Jesus set us free for us to be free. Free to live the life He has for us. Free to live the potential, the joy, the creativity, the wisdom. Free to live as sons and daughters of God. No longer enslaved by sin, by sickness. No longer crippled by threats all around us. Good morning. I'm preaching about the transformed by love. That's my topic for today. That's just starting. Every time I talk about the love of the Father, I mean, it gets in me, and I'm just, I'm transformed from day to day to day. And that's the will of the Father to us, that we grow from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory, unending. Are you with me? The more we experience Him, the more we are changed. I had my first experience here last June. It was my first time to connect to Pastor Jeremy. He came to me for prayer. Something happened in my heart when he started opening his heart. I got so touched. So when he asked me, Pastor Paul, would you consider coming back to our church to preach? And I mean, I don't have to think. I just said, yes, I'll be there. Because something happened inside my heart. I had an encounter of Pastor Jeremy. I was changed. Wow. This person, I was touched by the humility. I was touched by his hunger. I was touched. He's a father of this house, or one of the leaders of this house. And I'm a leader. I'm a pastor of many churches in the Philippines. And to hear the voice of a pastor saying to me, Pastor Paul, could you please pray for me? I need the Father's love. It did something in my spirit. That's authenticity. Are you with me? So I'm here. And I want, and this is me. Authentic. I just want, what you see is what you get. Amen. I remember preaching in Tanzania, Africa. By the way, if you want the title for my message, Transformed by Love. Okay, that's my title. At least I have a title. And the first crusade in Tanzania. So my spiritual father, Leif Hetland, had me preach. Okay, so I started preaching. And I saw this one group of, the Maasai warriors. You know, they wear the red garb. And they are cattle herders. They are tall people. And they dance like this. They have spears, you know. And no one told me that they are warriors. And some of them, they really kill people. It's good I didn't have that information. Because as I was preaching, one group of Maasai, they were just watching. And I was so moved. I was so moved by the love of the Father. To the point, I left my translator. I went to the group of the Maasai. And everyone like, to me, I was, this is fine. Because I was moved by love. And I went to one warrior. And I embraced the guy. And I tell you, I smell stinky smell, pee all over. Because that's how they live. They don't have toilets. They just pee all over. And then I embrace this guy. And I, in my human thing, what's this smell? I've never been around this smell. But it is the love of the Father that compelled me. I embraced him. I wept and wept. And I could feel the hand of the warrior embracing me like this. I mean, this guy could kill me. But something happened when love came through me. The whole place, the atmosphere shifted. I went back to my translator and continued my preaching. I know something happened to me. I had an impartation of the stinky smell. But during the time of altar call, I said, anyone who wants to receive Jesus, the first person who came was the Maasai warrior. And all of his team came there. Some of them were still with spears, receiving Jesus. The greatest power of transformation is love. Amen. So if we want to grow from one level of glory to another, from one level of blessing to another level of blessing, to another level of blessing, from wisdom to wisdom to wisdom, from faith to faith to faith, all of that should be grounded in love. Jesus said, abide in my love. Not religion, not do's and don'ts, not performance. Religion, I've shared this last time, religion is like this. This is how I used to serve the Lord, how I used to relate to Him. Everything is based on what I can do, okay? I start with performance. Say with me, performance. So I perform. I pray, I tithe, you know, all the perform. There's nothing wrong with praying and tithing. I'm not saying you don't tithe, okay? Please, don't spear me with reactions. I'm just trying to give you a picture. Before, it's performance. It's all about what I can do. As long as I can pray, as hard as I can pray, that will be the measure of who I am. Say with me, identity. So from my performance, I get my identity. I'm a good Christian. I'm a good son of God. I'm a good follower. I'm a good believer because of what I do. Thank you, Sander. I'm so encouraged here. Sander, hallelujah. He's preaching a message there. Say with me, performance. This is religion. This is Our way towards God, any religion in the world, is man's way trying to relate to God. Are you good? See, performance, I get my identity. Say with me, identity. From my identity, I've been good husband, I've been good father, I don't shout at my wife, even though I feel like screaming. Good. Because of what I do. I have my identity from what I do. And because of that, number three, say with me, acceptance. I feel accepted by God. Finally, Lord, hear my prayers. I have fasted 40 days. I added one more day just to be sure. They say, give tithes. I gave 11%. Everything is about what I can do. I've seen fruits of this. Right? I'm sharing something here that for 16 years in my life as a pastor, prior to receiving the revelation of God as a Father, I've served the Lord. I've seen the fruits. Based on my intention, it's pure. Based on my commitment, it's pure. I perform. I work hard so I can get my identity. From that place, I feel accepted. I feel accepted, but I look miserable. Oh, Jesus. It is really good to serve you. I've given my all. But something happened when I came to know about the love of the Father. That originally, the intention of God for mankind is to be sons and daughters. Not workers, not slaves. I'm not saying we won't work. I'm not saying we will be lazy. No. There is a difference between a work of a slave and a work that is coming from a heart of a son. One works out of responsibility or, you know, obligation, I mean. The other one works out of relationship. One is religion. The other one is relationship. If we look at the scripture, Luke chapter 3, verse 38, it is the genealogy of Jesus from Jesus going back to Adam, going back to God. Verse 38, it says, and Adam, who is son of God. So who is Adam? Say it with me, son. He is the son of God. So when God was creating things, he was creating the whole of the universe, God first, he spoke and things were created. Are you with me? Amazing. He spoke things into creation. He prepared everything. And on the sixth and a half days, he formed man. First time in the scripture, it was said, he did not just say, let there be man. The highest of all, the holiest of all, the eternal one stooped down. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the first family, the divine family, they said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness. The Holy Family gathering and forming not an animal, not a tree, not anybody else, but a son. What is the identity of Adam? What is our identity then? Member of Baptist Church, Methodist Church. No. Our denomination does not define us. It is our identity as sons and daughters of God. That is the surety of who we are. Amen. So how many of you, when you had your firstborn, you were really excited to see, you know, the firstborn? Does he look like you, or look like your wife, or looks like your mother-in-law? Who among you here, you were excited to see the pictures? What's that? Ultrasound, sonography. Okay, ultrasound. You see that now it's 3D. You can see the baby opening. 4D, maybe 5D, all including the sound. And the baby moves, reacts, responds. You know, everyone is excited. Are you with me? When that baby comes out, you know what happens to the mom? First of all, for 9 months she's been carrying that baby, and now that baby, after labor, that baby comes out. She forgets all the pain, and you can see the joy. The father, wow. The first time I heard the voice of David. He was born in Kadjang, by the way. David, my firstborn. He's not Malaysian, he's still Filipino. He looks like Malaysian. When I heard his voice crying, something in me jumped. Wow. How did God feel when he was forming Adam? Come on, tell me. Was he just hurriedly saying, okay, put the nose, put the eyes, you know? Put some color. No. If he is the expression and the fullness of love, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they were so excited. Let us form him in our image and likeness. They took time. Oh, he's really good. He looks like me. Just like you. You did not do anything for your parents to love you. You're loved because you're born from them. Are you with me? It's not because, you know, it's not because you, when you were born, you started calculating, you know, or you started preparing your milk on your own. No. You did not do anything. But your family, the rest of the family saying, wow, loving on you. Why were you so special? Because you were born in the family. Amen. So what was, for Adam, how was the experience? The first time he opened his eyes, whose face did Adam see? If Adam is a son, then who is God then? Father. So when he opened his eyes, wow, this is my daddy. Do you think God was frowning? Be holy, for I am holy. Are you with me? There's not even thought of being unholy right away. In the core of the being of Adam, I look like him. I feel like him. I am one with him. He is my dad. I am his son. The first emotion, the first rejoicing, the first feeling. I mean, this is what worship is all about. Worship is amazement of who God is. Oh, you're glorious. You're beautiful. You're awesome. Worship is not just like, let's worship the Lord, okay? I worship you, oh mighty God. No. I worship. Are you with me? Am I pushing you too much? Religion gives us the do's and don'ts. Worship should be like this. Okay, just 5 claps and 1 raising of hands. Not two. But relationship is the other way around. Okay? Again, religion is, say with me, performance. Performance. Next is, from performance, you get your identity. Say with me, identity. Then I'm a Christian because of what I do. From my identity, I feel accepted.
Right? But in the kingdom of God, it's the other way around. You are 100% accepted. So when you wake up in the morning, it is not as though you're waking up from the wrong side of the bed. It's always the right side of the bed. Yeah, I woke up with a migraine. My voice was, it's in a mess. But you know, I woke up with excitement. Wow, Daddy God, whoa, I am accepted. This is the place I start 100% of the time. Not because of what I can do, but because of what Jesus did on the cross. Because I am born again, born into the family of God. My Father loves me and He's well pleased with me. Come on. Amen. That is so good. Come on! How did Adam feel when he opened his eyes? And he sees the glory. He sees the beauty. He sees love in the eyes of God. In His voice, He feels the love. Is he depressed? Was he like clueless, confused? Or was he like alive? Wow. Whoa. This is awesome. And every journey is a discovery of God's goodness. Remember, God prepared everything before He created Adam. Tell the person next to you, your future has been prepared by your Father. Come on, come on. I think some of you're scared. Say with me, accepted. 100% accepted. We start here. I am beloved of my Father. Before I even preach one sermon, I know my Father loves me. Before I even pray one single prayer, I am accepted. Whether I have fruits of ministry or none yet, I am secured. I am love. Amen? This is the place I begin. Why? From that place, my identity is son, beloved of my Father. Hallelujah. So when I embrace that Maasai warrior, perfect love, cast away fear. What? All smell. Before, I would have researched everything. Who are the Maasai warrior? Maasai warrior, how do they dress and the smell and those, you know, how do I relate to them? It's good you have research, but it's better when you operate out of who you are. When the Father tells you, show my love, show it. Step into the situation, embrace the person. I have done this again and again and again. From May 2006, the moment I come across this message, our ministry was changed forever. My ministry, my walk with God completely changed. Prior to 2006, we have been a movement in the Philippines among students. We only had one church. I was, you know, about to burn out as a pastor. Pastor Jeremy is much better than I was before. In my heart, I was just about to give up. But I learned about this message. It came to me as a revelation. My Father loves me. He's well pleased with me. He prepared everything for me to walk in the future that He has prepared for me. It is settled. It is a prepared future. Why? Because I'm a son. Next. What my Father is doing, I will do. Yeah, I will do. He heals, I heal. Let's see. Are you with me? He is generous. He is generous. He heals. I will heal. Amen? He forgives people. He shares His righteousness. God is light. So we do not walk in darkness. We always walk in the light. Another story, and then I unfold some scriptures. At least we have scriptures. I've been sharing scriptures here. last year, 2 years ago, I was in Minnesota, Rochester, and it's the boundary of Minnesota and Wisconsin. We went back and forth for 3 days. I was invited to preach to a church of 250 members. And it was first time to meet the pastor. I didn't have any clue who I am, who's this Asian, you know. So he had to interview me. And it's good. We went to his office and he prayed for me. You know, he made sure I won't teach, you know, any doctrine that is, no, that's a joke. He loved me and just embraced me and he said, Pastor Paul, just do what you want to do, what God is leading you. I shared about the Father's love and prayed for his members. And he was there, and I really appreciate the pastor. He was there when I started laying hands on people and his members were just filled with the love of the Father. People were crying, families were embracing one another. Love was in the house. And he turned to me, he said, you know, Pastor Paul, this is first time that it happened in my church. So he asked me after the service, he said, can you do another service tomorrow? And I said, yes, I don't have any meetings. He said, can I bring the neighbors? And the neighborhood is known for drugs. They cook their own methamphetamine. And the drug addicts are not young. They are parents. So their children are also drug addicts. So the following day, a bigger group, 300 or more. As I was preaching about the Father's love, I can never forget a woman in a yellow jacket. Jacket. And she was not listening. She was not paying attention at all. She was just like this. I knew she's under drugs. That moment, she was out. Drunk, smelly. She was not paying attention at all. So in the time of prayer, we prayed for people. The pastor was with me. I started praying for people. And then at the end, he said, could we please pray for that woman? And I was moved by the love of God. I was moved by compassion. As I was walking towards her, my heart was just, you know, compassion. The love of the Father was all over me. I went to her and I said, can you just look at me? And she lifted her eyes like this. Blank stare. I touch her cheeks like this. And I told her, I just released the word of the Lord. The Father loves you. She broke in tears like for 10 minutes, shaking like this. Tears in her eyes. Crying. The pastor with me started crying too. We were crying. Wow, this is awesome. After 10 minutes, you couldn't smell alcohol, no cigarette. Her face was beaming with joy. Perfect love. Cast away fear. I didn't even rebuke spirit of alcoholism. No? What drugs are you taking? Oh, spirit of methamphetamine. No, it was just the love of the Father. Finally, she understood she's loved by God. So the following day, I was preaching in another place, Wisconsin. And I was amazed. The woman was there. You could see her face, still beaming with joy. And with her friends. Her friends looked like her the day before. And she said, Pastor Paul, I brought my friends with me. Yeah, so obvious. And we're walking like, I shared the word of the Lord. I shared about the Father's love. And then she brought her friends for prayer. And one by one, I prayed for them. The love of the Father went deep into their spirit. They were changed. When they stood up, you could see the joy in their faces. Perfect love cast away fear. We will see more healings. We will see more signs and wonders. We will see more transformation. We will see not just visitation of God. We will see the habitation of God here. Our children will be filled with the Holy Spirit. In our workplace, when we operate in love, God's power will accompany us. Come on. Come on, give a hand to the Lord. Transformation from glory to glory to glory to glory. That's the will of the Father for us. Who wants to move to the next glory? Come on. Who wants to move to the next breakthrough? You seem not excited at all. Who wants to move to greater things? Who wants to see God moving among our children? Who wants to see the educational system in Penang, in Malaysia, transformed because we have teachers, professors stepping into their glory? Come on. Who wants to see businesses vibrant again because God gives ideas and downloads of wisdom to business people? Hallelujah. This is the time. God is looking for His sons and daughters. Love transforms us. When love comes in, darkness goes out. One of the greatest prayers that Jesus taught us, He said, when you pray, say, Our Father. His disciples, they were seeing Jesus operating so high level of anointing, freedom. A woman with issue of blood touched the hem of His robe. That woman was healed. He would multiply bread. He would speak and a word and deliverance will happen. Signs and wonders happen all around Jesus. When He speaks, people are being healed. They're just amazed. Because He spoke not with the words of the scholars. He spoke from the very heart of the Father. If we want to see transformation happening in our churches, in our community, in our family, it's about time we walk as sons and daughters of God. Amen. And so they asked Jesus, teach us how to pray. And Jesus gave them His secret. He said, when you pray, say. Don't you know the words Our Father or the whole prayer, it was not written, it was not stated in Hebraic language. It was stated in Aramaic language, which is more like this. Jesus did not say, when you pray, say to the high and lofty one, the Father on high who can't be reached. No. When Jesus taught them to pray, He said, this is my secret. When you pray, say, Daddy, Dad. It's that, oh, you're so high. I can't come before you. No, He said, when you pray, come to Him. Tell Him, say to Him, you're my daddy. And which means, I'm your son. And Jesus did not say, pray to my Father. He said, pray to our Father. Amen. Our Father. Next, who art in heaven. Where is God? Say with me, heaven. Now let me ask you some questions. Is there sickness in heaven? Is there poverty in heaven? Is there darkness in heaven? Okay, there's darkness all around Malaysia. What does Malaysia need then? More of light. Amen? More of heaven. Amen? We don't just describe the darkness of Malaysia. We are here to arise and shine. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. What name? Say with me, Father. God really wants to be honored and be worshipped as your Father, as our Father. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God wants to invade Malaysia, the nations, with his kingdom. What is in the kingdom of God? Love, joy, peace, righteousness, wisdom, creativity, solutions. Hallelujah. I remembered our son David. He's 15 years old. In one church that I did leadership training, he was with me. And he heard me preach. Afterwards, I prayed for people and I prayed for him. As I was praying for him, he heard the voice of the Lord telling him to start a group in his school. He's 15 years old, never started any Bible study group or life group. But from that encounter with God, he was transformed. And I asked him, so how will you start it? He said, God told me to share to Job. Okay, he's got a classmate whose name is Job. So the following day, he met Job. And while he was sharing, he was talking to Job, he heard the Holy Spirit telling him, tell Job that when he was 6 years old, he prayed, he said his words, if you are true God, then show yourself to me. And Job never experienced anything. So as David was sharing the word, he heard this voice of the Holy Spirit. He stopped and he said, Job, when you were 6 years old, you were lying down and you said these words. You know what happened to Job? He started crying. How did you know it? Come on. Come on, let's give a hand to the Lord. The next thing that happened is this. He said, do you have a Bible? So he shared about the word of the Lord. He gave him assignment. Read Genesis chapter 1. My son. I mean, you read Genesis. So the following day, Job has this Bible with him. And he said, I read Genesis chapter 1. Oh, you don't have to explain to me. God is so real. The person had an encounter. Why? David, who is walking with God, who from the place of acceptance, he knows his beloved of the Father. He knows what the Father is doing. He will do. This path can make happy Christians. Excited. Wow, God is doing something. So the following day he shared the word. And what happens next is, five guys, is it raining? Pouring, oh, more Lord. Five of his classmates gathered around. And they asked David, Dave, could you share to us the things you've been sharing to Job? When we start with performance, you have to do this, no? You have to have five believers. You have to, you know, pray fast, you know. Make sure you graduate from this level before you can share. Am I pushing things too much here? But here he starts with, he's accepted. He heard the voice of the Father because he's a son. And what the Father is doing, he's just doing it. And just recently, they started their own life groups among high school students. Come on. Yeah. We will see more of this. Who's familiar with the story of the Samaritan woman? John 4. I'll end here. Okay, I'll end in this story. Pastor Jeremy told me, just go on, Pastor Paul. Because last time, I know you were so tight in time. But I'll make this story short. Because this is one example of a love encounter. John 4, Samaritan woman, beside the well, she was getting water. The scripture was so clear. And Jesus had to pass by Samaria. Amazing. There are so many ways to get to the other place. But Jesus on that day chose to pass that route. Because he was about to give a Samaritan woman a love encounter. When it is your time to have an encounter, Jesus will always be there for you. She was not religiously prepared. It was in the middle of the day. She was actually in sin. The reason why she was, you know, there alone, she was avoiding the accusation, the gossip. You know, she's known in Samaria for the life that she was living. She was living in shame, guilt, maybe under bondage of sexual sins. She's looking for love. She's looking for acceptance. This is the picture of the world. You don't have to tell the sinners they are sinners. They know they're sinning. I think you're quite nervous about what I said there. You don't have to tell them they are in darkness. They could feel the darkness inside of them. Look at the conversation of Jesus with a woman. He did not say, okay, I could pick up something inside of you. You are a prostitute. You have to repent. If not, judgment will come to you. Look at love. How love treated the woman. How Jesus, anywhere Jesus went, he is the expression of the love of the Father. Love never fails. For God so loved the world, not just the Christians. And the people of God said, he loves the Indians, the Hindus, the Buddhists. He loves the Muslims. He loves the world. He gave his son. Why are you so quiet? So when I look at a Maasai warrior, I don't see a sinner. I see a potential son going back to the Father. I have new glasses. So Jesus even started with this. Can you give me some water? Could you give me some drink? We Christians sometimes, we are so prepared. Prepared to preach at the people. You have your trucks and there's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes the greatest thing that you can do is to listen rather than to talk. Listen, what's going on with them? Sometimes the greatest thing that you can do is to express your need. Give me a drink. And we know the conversation. I cannot go into details of things. And Jesus eventually talks about the living water. Say with me, living water. So he's got this comparison of this water. If you drink from this well, you will be thirsty. And he offers up a living water that springs up into eternal life. So it strikes curiosity in the heart of the woman. And I tell you, all races, everyone in this world, there is eternity in the hearts of the people. Can you agree? If we could just touch that place of eternity, which is connected to the heart of the Father, you don't have to preach at them. You just have to connect them back to the Father. And that eternity kicks in. So what happened to the woman? Eventually they have this conversation. Why do you talk to me? I'm Samaritan. That's illegal. Culturally not acceptable. But Jesus crossed all those barriers because love can never be stopped. Love will always reach out for you. Amen? This is love. That day, that woman is set apart for a love encounter. So eventually, in the conversation, something came up. Jesus said, show me your husband. And the woman said, I don't have a husband. And Jesus even commanded her, you're right, you don't have a husband. For the one you're living with right now is not your husband. Okay. And eventually she opened up. Okay, she opened up. Something happened. And take note. She's been living from man, one man after the other. In short, she's looking for love. She's looking for acceptance. She's looking for authentic love. She's looking for home. She's looking for a place she could rest. A place she could see as home. This is the world. This is the picture of the world. When you look at your neighbors, this is it. The affluence they have. The children, all of them, they are looking for home. They are looking for love. We don't go to them and argue who's right religion or who's wrong. Go to love and their hearts will open up. Amen. Let the outpouring of love come. I'm ending. Close to the end. This is John 4. Suddenly, something happened to the woman. In short, say with me, hunger. Say with me, thirst. Something happens when the heart starts to open. The heart starts to drink from what Jesus is giving. Amen? The woman said, give me this drink. And in the spirit, something happened and Jesus talked about worship. Say with me, worship. He talked about God the Father is looking for worshipers. Say with me, intimacy. At the end of the day, God wants face-to-face encounter because that is His original plan for Adam and Eve. It is the face-to-face encounter. It is Him as a father. Oh, you're my son, you're my daughter. And now Jesus opens up this revelation. The Father. Why not just God? Why use the Father? Because that's really the heart of God. He's looking for the worshipers, for the worship of His sons and daughters. There's nothing like it. Angels could worship Him. They can sing songs. But nothing like the songs and the worship that sons and daughters of God could give Him. Woo! Afterwards, everything shifted. Say with me, love encounter. The scripture says, and the woman left her jar. And she went to the city. The central place. And she spoke to the men. Of all the people who violated her. Of all those ones who mocked her. That was her first assignment because she's been transformed by love. In a moment, an encounter of love. She tasted of the pure, pure love from God. No accusation, no argument. You are forgiven. I don't condemn you. The Father wants your worship. You are His beloved daughter. The woman responded. She left her jar. That symbol of, you know, how she was so reduced. She stepped into her destiny to be one of the first evangelists of Samaria. And she spoke to the men. To the very people who hurt her. To the very people who mocked her. She became a source of light. This is how powerful love could be in our lives. Who wants to see Penang transformed? Who wants to see more of Samaritan woman who are hiding in shame, in fear, step into their destiny and proclaim there is a Messiah, there is a Savior because they encountered the love of the Father.
The scripture says, and the men came out of the city, went to Jesus because of what the woman said. This very moment, I want us to respond in love to the Lord. In worship, I'm calling on my worship team to come up here. Why am I so passionate about this topic? Scripture is so clear. Love never fails. Our discipleship, our training could be effective, but there will be times it would fail. Are you with me? People could go to inner healing and deliverance session. It could work, but not until they encounter love. It's the love of God that set us free. No ifs, no buts. I love you because I love you. Because I love you. You are accepted because to me, you are a daughter. You are a son. I am here to give you an encounter. Amen. Shall we all rise up? The Father is looking not just for worship. He's looking for worshipers. And the best worshipers are His sons and daughters. Right this very moment, as we sing this song, may we be like that Samaritan woman and say, I am thirsty. I want more. I want to drink from this well of love. I've tried everything. I went back and forth. I've went around. I've tried my own with my own strength. But I know now this water is available. And this is the wellspring of your love. As sons and daughters of God, I invite all of us right now to be worshipers of Him. Lift up your voice to Him. Lift up your voice to the Father. Just in the place of love. Not religion. Love, love. Ooh. Come on. Worship Him. In spirit and in truth. I love you, hallelujah, hallelujah. The whole city was transformed because a lover stepped into her destiny. Penang will never be the same again as we allow the Father to fill us with His love. Hallelujah. Come on, let's worship the Lord in spirit and truth.
Good Father, it's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you, it's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am.
It's one thing to sing it from here, another to sing it from here. But it's so powerful when we sing our worship songs from here. Something happens. We connect straight to the heart of the Father. And that living water starts to flow. Can we just close our eyes right this moment and lift our hands to Him? Ah, come on, sing your songs. Ah, sing your songs. From your heart. Oh, oh, oh.
good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are.
Yeah.
It's who you are. And I'm loved by you.
Come on, say it.
It's who I am.
Going through some hardships, some struggles, and if it feels like there's dryness in your spirit, there are things that you are trying to fight against, and you feel like so weak, but there's a lot of accusations and confusion all around, or maybe your body is broken because of these things, the Father is here to give you the living water. Just open up your heart and thirst for Him. And I say, just say, I want this love. I want this water. I want to drink from the everlasting life. And I pray healing all over this place. Healing of emotions. Healing of minds. Healing of hearts. Healing of bodies. And for those of you, you feel like it's a dry, dry season. You're prayed. You've fasted. You've done all the things. It feels like nothing is working. Just open up your heart and call Him, Dad, Daddy God. I just want to be with you. I want your love. I want your love. As the band sings one more time, I want our hearts to be connected to Him. And allow the living water to flow in and through us. Wash away all frustrations, all anxieties, all confusions, all the strivings. And let the love of the Father wash over us and release strength, release life, release vibrancy again. Father, release your love. Overwhelm us. Overwhelm us. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah.
It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father.
Hallelujah. I'm going to dismiss you all now, but we're just going to continue to worship the Father. We're going to soak in His presence. If you need to be prayed for, Pastor Paul will be here to pray for you. So we're dismissed now, but if you want to stay and just be in the Father's presence, just want to continue to soak in His presence and worship, I just invite you to stay. The rest of you, you are dismissed. Just to ask the worship team to just continue. If you want to be prayed for, just come to the front.
It's you.